Wow. My right eye hurts just a bit. It's a little sore. Slight headache and my eye hurts a little bit, but other than that, everything's going good. Ow, yeah. This light is taking forever to change. There we go. I think this Miata wants to race. What with its wheels all bent out. It's such a dumb look. And like, kind of like bad for tire wear and, you know, potentially even a little dangerous. I think it's sort of illegal. And now it is raining very hard. That was very sudden. Jeez, yeah, that... It's rain, hard rain is happening in this city. Christian Slater, Morgan Freeman, armored cars. Betty White in a role that will surprise you. This gas station and buy a beverage. Hold tight. God, it's really going. All right, here we go. All right, well, now the question becomes, do I just go for it and drive in, or do I go back to the house and get my stupid security card thing so I can get in the elevator? I can always walk around to the front of the building and get a temporary one. I'm just going to do that, fuck it. That'd be faster. But if I went back to the house, then I could stop by the GameStop, which will be open in a few minutes, and buy a copy of Putty Squad for the PS4. A game that I don't know for sure if it actually exists. Traffic here too. This guy's guy's letting me in, but I need to go, like, four lanes over, so this is not actually doing me much of a favor. Actually, it sort of is, but, ooh, okay. Confused about this Putty Squad game because it's not on, it's not, there's no digital version up on the store. It's just a disc that is apparently in fucking stores. I don't really know what the story is with that. See what's on the radio. Dr. Dre.
The party's going on.
Okay.
Thank God it's Friday.
It is Friday. This is not Dr. Dre's best work. Say what? That's right.
Since birth, I've been a bad nigga. Now let me tell you what I'm worth. Who's gonna stop?
self-rhymer. I cause drama, the enforcer. Music flows like a flying saucer. On a 747 jet, never forget. I'm that nigga that keeps the whole Spanish wet. The mic gets smoked once you hear the beat kick. We groove so funky, they come with a speed stick. So check the flavor that I'm bringing. The motherfucking D.R.E. I'll keep they motherfucking heads ringing.
Safely. First time someone said you can't see me on record. It's that Dog Pound song that I think came out before this.
Block parties, party stop the funk jams, and it's a walk jams, my b-boy battles. This is all backspin.
This 50 Cent interview again.
The music creates an impression where it means something, strikes a chord in someone at some point. And the music I'm playing at this point is what would actually be out off of this actual project by the time that this is airing. I can't pay you exactly what I want to play.
Shut up.
Not wrong, then I hit it like bomb on. Now you fucking up my zone, my zone, my zone. Said she wait for daddy come home. Told me she ain't got nothing on. I'm talking no guns around. Yeah, she throwing that dad's back. Hard in the back, sit on my lap. Fucking with me, nothing better than that. That's a fact, that's a fact. Don't act Hollywood, but don't act. By my business, but I'm sack. It's my celebration rap, so
we have a celebration. Check in with those requests and also stick around too, because coming up in this hour, a lot of people been hitting me up about this Too Good To Be True tour. I got some updates on that for you, a lot of new music coming your way, so make sure you stay right here because I got all of those details coming up in a minute.
Grabbed that Amazon Fire TV and threw that in my bag, so I got that for the show today. Definitely play Sub-Zero, because it seems like that's maybe the only game that is explicitly built for Fire TV and not just an Android thing that happens to work with a controller, which is what most of the stuff in their store is. It's just generic Android stuff. Up and mess with it for a little while, and boy, it sure runs Netflix. and Plex is available on it. So I don't know. I don't want to run a media server on my PC. I'd rather, like, XBMC can just talk to standard network shares, and that's way more interesting to me. So sounds like people are already sideloading the Android build of XBMC onto Fire TVs, so maybe I'll look around and see how that process is going. I know XBMC on the Ouya was kind of janky, so hopefully this is better. Behind me. Play it cool. Out of this lane, let this smoky pass, and then we'll get back to doing it to it like Pruitt used to do it to it. Tear up all the swindle sheets and leave them sitting on the scale. You know, trucker talk, things a trucker would say. Speeding. Like, I'm doing 70 and he's only catching up slowly. Seems like he's patrolling. And they changed the law so you have to have your headlights on when the windshield wipers are out, so I had to kind of fumble around and turn those on just in case. Yeah, that guy's out of jurisdiction anyway. City cop not in the city that his cop car says. I don't know what the actual rules are for stuff like that. Slow, so I'm going to get behind. Oh, no, never mind. There's a bunch of cars passing me now. I was going to get behind this officer, but instead, I'm going to get about five cars back. And get over. There we go.
Popular music reimagined.
No.
Familiar, yet different. Rock and pop songs interpreted with strings and piano. Sirius XM Elevations. Available anytime online as part of Sirius XM Internet Radio. Listen to a sneak preview starting today, 5 p.m. Eastern on Channel 17.
Well, we'll have to listen to that fucking garbage on the way home. String arrangements of pop songs. Eh, maybe that'll be all right. I don't know. As long as they got a string version of this cheesy cut.
It's one of those things where, you know, I'm passionate about it. Boys.
Today for Crawl. It's a really cool four-player, like, co-op competitive thing. You know, it's got a different ways of presenting three-on-one situations. Which is very hot, but also a really cool system for evolving stuff. Like, the a lot about that game. since we played it a few weeks ago. So if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Crawl is pretty neat. Stuff like that, it's all right, but it's never. It never does what I'm looking for a Run DMC track to do to me. Towerfall video we put up was finally the spot where I started really enjoying Towerfall. Like, the other couple times I played it, it just didn't really stick. It was just like, you know, why would anyone play this? Or, we're playing Samurai Gun, it's so much better. I still think Samurai Gun's a better game, but I think once we saw that you could catch arrows, that changed a lot. Though, I don't know, I fucking suck at Towerfall. I was playing like shit. Just frustrating, but. But oh well. Oh, that's right, you guys pointed out that that dive kick patch is coming out today, I think, right? I gotta look into that. I don't know, I doubt we'll play it on the show. People have probably seen enough dive kick by now, but maybe. I don't know. Fuck it, man, I wanna play dive kick. That is what that show is supposed to be. Enough of that. This is a cover of the Neil Sedaka joint, Bad Blood. No. later start than I would have liked. Well, you know. I had to answer some emails and eat something, so that takes time. So in the car, but I feel like the day is finally getting started. I feel pretty good. All right. My eye is still a little. It's my eye is fine, but if there's any pressure applied to it, like if I touch it at all, it hurts in a weird way.
Daytime soap opera is General Hospital.
So I was like rubbing my eyes this morning, going ow, 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 ow.
Man, I watched All My Children, One Life to Live, and
ow.
In a row.
Like that.
3 hours straight. 80s on 8.
I'm not sure what Drew's doing on the show today, but he texted me and asked me to bring something in for him, so I grabbed that on the way in, and I don't know what he intends to do with it. I assume it's for the show. I just want to get to the office in time to watch the Chicago show, which I think is on in like an hour. What those guys do out of the second city. Hijinks those knuckleheads get up to. family at this questionable motor inn here, loading all their shit into a Chevy Tahoe, looking very unhappy about it. And looking at this place where they presumably spent the night, I cannot blame them for looking unhappy. First getting to San Francisco, all these shitty motor inns and stuff all the way up Lombard just look terrible. And the motherfucking Range. This isn't just Bruce Hornsby on his own. He brought his fucking crew. Yo, Range, get the fuck up in here. We're doing this. This is the way it is. I think Tupac Shakur played tambourine for the Range for a few years. Not a lot of people know that. Shit, okay, that's all of that I can fucking listen to. Piano jam. Spot. You were like, what? Cars? How are cars?
It's about ready to do my thing, cause I'm a stone cold New York rack machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rock so many. I'ma make you wet, it makes you sweat. How funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well, and I go by the name of the rapper Ja Rule.
Finally.
Oh, at BPM. It's Ben Harvey. I don't normally assign required listening, but you should really hear our tribute tonight.
You should really Godfather hear the Skrillex music. Cut.
Frankie Knuckles. It's called The Life and Times of Frankie Knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Hosted by Geronimo Cascade will be calling in. Paul
yeah,
Oakenfold,
Frankie Knuckles.
Nervo
yeah.
in studio, along with Todd Terry and Kenny Dope, House Legends. It's tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern on BPM. It's a perfect
day for... SXM. Like us on Facebook, SXM Electro.
What?
Like us on Facebook. Get the fuck up on Facebook, bitches.
Just go out. I don't know if all of you have heard. So up to me to spread the word about the man that we
follow our tout account. Hook up with us on Friendster. Check out the animated GIFs on our Tumblr. This one's of a really cool lizard.
Song about back in the days that they're playing on the channel devoted to songs about, it's like a double, we're going back twice.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I wasn't.
Here's an old song about reminiscing about old stuff.
Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little nigga bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could knack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit, saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old. And
Harris
old
Pizza is the name of this pizza place right here. And instead of the A in Paris, it's a picture of an Eiffel Tower with feet. I don't know. It's like an Eiffel Tower with some squiggly lines along the bottom of it sticking out from the sides. And then they have a makeshift, like, little Eiffel Tower made out of wire sitting out front on the awning. You want a panini, they got your fucking back. You want wings, you got pizza by the slice, Philly cheesesteak. Open late. I don't know. Like, that's not really a working combo for me. Paris pizza. I don't know what the fuck. What is pizza in Paris? Got my pizzas in Paris, and they're going gorillas. Alright, we're gonna eat pizza to one song and one song only. Nike Cortez and footsie socks and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when Day-Day fanned in Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had. Like, if they just sold French bread pizza, that, you know, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna that might make sense. Song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. And everybody oh, these lanes are still fucking closed. Motherfuckers. Ah, whatever, the new rover, what the fuck am I gonna do? They're not motherfuckers, they're doing their jobs. They're making progress, they're job creators. God damn it. Because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mob, and you steady bob in your head, and I paint, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So where is Ahmad now? And we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was. Did he have to move back to South Central? Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. And everybody in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid. And everybody said I sit and wish I was a kid. And everybody in the days when I was young. Get in, Prius. Get in, Prius. I hate the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. I know that's not a popular fucking opinion, but I hate it because it's become like the go-to kitschy fucking Will Smith fucking reference when this song is so much fucking better. And I would much rather hear this song and have people talk about this song because it's so goddamn good. You go to school to learn, not for a fashion show. This was one of those things that I think, you know, like, Will Smith hip hop legacy, I think, is tarnished by that shit. Told my mom how my day went. She said if they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go. Like, everyone just looks back now like it's a big joke or whatever. Like, whatever. This album, this fuck, like, He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper, is a fucking killer album. Like, it's got its kind of gimmicky, you know, like Nightmare on My Street and this and stuff. Like, kind of, you know, gimmicky sort of pop hits. But, like, the rest of it is... It's a great fucking album. It's a great fucking album.
Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it all to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thing of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block. That's when I saw this beautiful girl, the girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking to her. Should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said,
you got Will Smith rapping about stealing his parents' car and picking up underage girls. Like, no one likes to talk about that now. Knows how to treat a lady, pick her up in a Porsche, buy her a Big Mac. What more could a woman possibly want? We almost got whiplash and took off so fast. The roof was moving, the music was high, and this girl's sand was
moving. All right, over here, and buttons on her shirt so
far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche. And to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over. And the stuff he wrote for movies, Wild Wild West, and that sort of stuff, like, it's fine, whatever. Serves a purpose, it's totally skilled. I feel like, you know, after he became a movie star, like, he would go back and put out albums and stuff. It just wasn't the same. It just wasn't the same. He was a moment in time.
How was your trip? They didn't speak. I said I want to plead my case, but my father just shoved me in the car on my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Accurate. You've described this song perfectly. Classic hip hop.
Hissed, like history.
He's hissed. It's a good hip hop abbreviation. What does the shotgun do? Alright. I'm here. Watch that Chicago show. I'm going to be watching it. I really want to see what those guys are going to do. And then we'll be doing some stuff later. So, yeah.